Hello there. Is it possible if I can please speak with Mr. William McChesney, please?
Speaking.
Hi, William. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal, and we're calling regarding the Scottish redress claim, darling. We arranged the call for 12 today.
Right.
So my job is just to make sure we've got your details on file correctly, explain the procedure to you, and I can get everything submitted off for you today. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I've got a mobile number that we're speaking on at the moment. Is this the best number for you?
If
your line disconnects for any reason.
Perfect. Yeah, just this number.
Just this number, perfect. And we've got it as William McChesney. Now, I'm assuming, do you ever get known by any other names like Billy or anything like that, darling?
No.
No problem, no issue there. Could I please ask you, we've got an email as williammcchesney11@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. What's your date of birth for me there, please, William?
It's 26/7/62.
1962. And could I please ask you for your current home postcode, please, darling?
KE31NU.
What? 1 November uniform. What's the door number?
It's 101.
101, perfect. And could I please ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all?
Yeah, well, I've got diabetic, I've got asthma.
Just diabetic.
I've got angina. High blood pressure.
High blood pressure, I'm exactly the same. That's what I call my dad as well. Could I just ask you, growing up, do you remember the name of your parents at all, darling, mum or dad?
Yes, councillor. My father was called John McChesney.
John McChesney, no problem. And what was my
mum? My mum was called Wilhelmina.
And was that the same? Was that the same surname as Dad McChesney?
Yes, same surname, McChesney.
No problem there. And growing up throughout care, did you know if you had any siblings that was placed in care with you?
My brother was in Stainfield, Kibble.
What was your brother called?
Nathaniel John McChesney.
Nathaniel John McChesney.
McChesney,
yeah. Now, do you still have contact with him at all, darling?
No, my brother died in 1983.
Sorry to hear that.
That's right. Long time ago.
And growing up prior to care, darling, what area did you grow up in before you popped into care?
Kilmarnock. I grew up in Kilmarnock.
Kilmarnock. And I'm assuming, was it the same area that popped you under the care? So was it Kilmarnock local authority, most likely?
Yes, it was so. The panel.
No. And could I ask you, how old was you when you were first placed into care, if possible?
I think I was 13, if I remember.
No problem there. Was that do you know if you was placed into care due to behaviour issues, not going to school, being from a family?
Not going to school.
Not going to school, no problem. Going to school. Now, again, that's also neglect there right away, because you should never have been taken off your parents for, in any way, shape or form, not going to school.
It's
not acceptable that whatsoever. At the age of 13, what was the first place that they placed you in, if you do remember, darling?
It was Kibble School in Paisley.
Kibble and Paisley, no problem. And you was there from 13 years of age. How long did they place you here for? Yeah. Was you there the first time?
Yes, I was there. No, I got home on the weekends. I go home on the Friday to the Sunday, back on Sunday.
Go home.
Yeah.
But was you here, did you place you in different care homes throughout this? Or is it
no, just the Kibble.
No problem, that's perfectly fine. Now, I've already had plenty and plenty of clients that have actually proceeded to claim from the same place.
Yeah.
So most likely, I'm going to go through this the best way I can, just to ask you questions, but if it is too much, don't hesitate to say, right, you're going too far there, I don't want to go into too much detail.
Yeah.
You give me what you can give me, because it's not the case where we're going to be clutching at straws and hope to have you compensation. You will be due that compensation. We will locate your files after hearing in the most professional way. The statement that you provide to us will help determine the value of the claim you get. Now, I know no money will take away what you've had to deal with whatsoever, but it's the only bit of justice we can get from you. We will make sure we get you the top end of that back.
Each claim will
average at around 48,000, but that's just a minimum. I can't give you any higher numbers just because I don't want to give any false promises. We can tell you about 48,000 just to give you some sort of understanding of what you can be looking at. Is that okay with you, darling?
That's fine.
Now, throughout the whole process, I'm going to bob you a message on WhatsApp. So if you want to track your claim with me at any time, in any way, shape or form, to say what stage is my case up to, obviously give me 5 minutes to get back to you. And I'll let you know it's in stage two. We've got your files now. And I'll let you know throughout the process where it's up to. And that way you can track it yourself as well, darling. Okay?
Right, no problem.
Could I please ask you, in regards to yourself here, you was you in care till around the age of 16, or how long would you say?
I think it was 17. I was in care till 17. Yeah.
Till 17 years of age, no problem whatsoever. Now, most importantly, what we require from you is, if for any reason anything was to happen to you over the next few months with your claim ongoing, is there anybody, child, mum, friend, partner, that you would be happy for this payment to go to if the worst was to happen to you? So a beneficiary?
Yeah, I would do.
Can I get their name, please?
It's Michelle Stewart.
Michelle Stewart. And is she a partner? Is she?
She's my cousin.
Cousin, no problem whatsoever. Now, if you don't know a number right now, that's not an issue. Would you be able to send that over to me on WhatsApp at all?
I probably would, yes.
No problem. Now, because you've got asthma and things like that, I am going to get it popped on the system. Potentially, they may be able to give it some sort of fast track for you with your health conditions, which will mean it'll be basically 4 weeks faster than usual. So instead of it taking anything between 9 and 12 months, it'll take between 6 and 9 months. I know it's not a major difference, but we can do that with you having health conditions. Can I ask you for your local GP surgeon's name, please?
My GP is at Portland Medical Centre.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Portland.
I'm not very good.
Yeah, Portland one. Medical Centre in Kilmarnock.
Portland Medical Centre.
And my doctor is Dr. Shannon.
Don't worry about the doctor, that's fine. Do not worry at all. Now, in regards to yourself, what I just need to ask from you, darling, at 13 years of age, before you was even taken to care, years old. Sorry, can you hear me there?
Sorry. I'm
going to start you. No problem. Can I just ask you, before you was even taken to care, of course, your initial feelings was most likely scared, a bit nervous, because you're being taken away from your family. It's not like you was abused at home or anything like that, where you needed to get away from them.
I was scared, yeah. I was scared.
To be taken away. And can I ask you, what was your first memories of being placed into?
Well, the main one I can remember was I was put in the main school in Paisley and Kibble, and it was all different units, and it was fine at the beginning, but you had to try to get bullied, the young man that was in there. But I handled that myself.
I was okay. And was it like the older children being trying to be bullies and things like that?
Yeah, exactly. That'd be very smart, you know what I mean?
In regards to school here, did the staff ever allow the children to be picking at you or even try to attend?
No. They managed to stop it.
No problem. Can I ask you, while she was under the care home system, did you have any abuse from any of the staff members? Would they be physical to you in any way, shape or form?
No, they just shouted at you back and forth. That was about it. They never actually left their hands.
What would punishments be here?
The punishment would just send you to your room.
I asked you, did you ever, in regards to showers and things like that, did any of the adults feel like they needed to assist you down to the showers, or did any of them watch you while she was showering?
No. Do you want my cousin's phone number?
Do you remember any... yes, please, if you have that would be fantastic.
I hope so. That's 07... 540.
Yep.
941.
Yep.
423.
Yep.
That's us. That's the shelves.
no problem there whatsoever. What I'm also going to do for you, William, whilst you're there, is I'm going to send over a document for you. So the document will come through to your mobile number, and it will come through to your email address as well. And this is just so we can request your file, so that way we can confirm that you was within this care home.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as we have that, that's when we can go ahead and make the offer of the valuation for you. So I'm going to get that through to you right away. Let me just get that over now whilst you're on the call.
Okay.
So if you can just have a look for me, that should come through to your email right about now, and you'll probably get a text message that will come through in the next 10 seconds as well. It'll probably be easier for you to do it by your text, to be honest. Soho Legal. What I'll do is actually you send a reminder. I've just sent a reminder, so it might force it to come through twice now.
Yeah.
Or go to your email from me, possibly, if you have access to that.
I think that's it, yeah.
There's Zoho sign?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So if you click on that for me, it will say click to view document.
Yeah. Legal.
And then it should say proceed to document.
Proceed to document. Loading.
Yeah. Can you see? Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, got it now.
And then it should say agree and accept. Or agree and continue.
Agree and accept, yeah. And
yeah, perfect. So if you press that for me, it should then bring you up to a black box that says signature with a little red dot next to it.
Let's see. Signature.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So if you click on the signature box, it will automatically bring up three little signatures for you.
Yes.
You pick whichever one you'd like. And then there's a little tick box underneath that says, I acknowledge, and then you press OK.
OK.
And then let me just see if that's come back. Perfect. So that's come back free. So everything regarding that side, William. Now,
yeah.
If you go into WhatsApp for me, I have bobbed you a message over, and it will ask for your ID. So I just need to know it is you that's making the claim. If you could send me over a picture of your passport, bus pass, driver's license, provisional, any sort of ID, and we would also need a letter. Any letter that's dated to you in the last 3 months, we just need to see it's got your address on there for any check procedures.
I don't know what my address is. Bank statement.
If you send over your driver's license or your provisional,
you can
use that. But bank statement's fine. Don't worry. Bank statement's perfect. You can cover your important. Yeah, that's brilliant. And do you have a bus pass at all?
I do have a bus pass, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and send a picture of your bus pass as well, just because you've got your face on there.
Great, just even get it up. Good idea.
Sorry.
Awesome.
Don't worry, do you want me to pop the phone down while you send it over on WhatsApp and I'll call you back in 5 minutes?
Yeah, I'm trying to even get it through WhatsApp.
What I've done is, what I'll do actually, I've just sent you a message saying, hi William, that'll come up to the top of your phone now. Click on that message where it says, hi William. Press on that. Don't worry, we'll get there in the end.
Whoops. She's like, well, come on, come on.
So, do you know how to use WhatsApp? If I was to get, if I was to let you go and take the photo and send it over on WhatsApp.
No.
Don't worry. So, do you know how to get onto WhatsApp while she's on the phone with me at the moment? What I'll do, William, to make it easier is I'm gonna call you off WhatsApp now and do a face call. Now, if you flip the camera around for me, I'll screenshot a picture of them for you, okay?
Right.
Just give me 2 minutes. Keep an eye on your phone and accept the call that comes through now, all right?
Okay.